happen.
We're good.
So, did a lot of the folks are rentals, or did families back in?
Oh, here's a sign-in sheet for people to sign in.
A mic?
Oh, it's bored again.
Yeah. It's not on, right?
It is.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the
Oh, I didn't know she said that.
It's 6 o'clock.
Thank you. I'd like to call the December 12th meeting of the Whitney Town Advisory Board to order. If we would all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Do we have to cover that as a thin one?
I haven't heard of that.
No. Call it a thin one.
At this time, if everybody would kindly shut their phones off, put them in silent mode, that would be wonderful. And do we have any staff here that we'd like to?
Lorna Figley, current planning.
Blanca Vasquez, Clark County Commissioner, Jim Gibson's office.
Okay.
And the Secretary.
The second item here is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. At this point, we'd like to approve the minutes from our last meeting of November 14th.
So moved.
We have a motion on the floor for approving our minutes for November 14th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Just shocked me.
Okay.
that motion passes. Now we have approval of tonight's agenda for December 12th. We are going to, with one exception, we are going to hold item number one till the very end.
No, we're deleting as it.
We're deleting it because it should never have been on the agenda in the first place, but we will have a discussion during public comments at the end. With that, do I have a motion for approval of tonight's agenda?
Make a motion to approve the agenda, removing item number one under planning and zoning.
Thank you. We have a motion on the floor for approval. All those in favor say aye.
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 The motion carries. Informational items. Announcements of any upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings. Anybody have anything they'd like to discuss? Seeing nothing, we will move on to the next item. Teresa Bauer with the 2020 census is here to make a presentation about the upcoming census, so please feel free.
I'm Teresa Bauer. I'm a recruiter with the U.S. Census. I'm here with Nan and Muriel, who are also recruiters, and we are here to tell you that it's that time again. Every 10 years, we count the people in the United States. And we're now hiring people to help us with that endeavor. We were paying $16 to $18 an hour. This week it just got up to $18 to $20 an hour. We have a robust economy, as many of you know, and we are incentivizing and raising the rates to hire people. So you have to be 17 and a half years old, or 18 years old, a U.S. citizen, and be able to pass a background check. Part-time, temporary work, up to 40 hours a week. Paid benefits and paid training. So it's really important that we hire people in our community. Each one of those questionnaires that you get in the mail, that's going to be starting to mail in January or February, I think, You should get it by March and fill it out and send it back. Each one of those questionnaires is worth $2,000 per person per year. So if one of those gets thrown away in the trash, that's $20,000 per person our community loses in federal funding for services for hospitals and roads and police and that kind of thing. So please, if you know anybody that's interested, let us know. We've got the information there. And we are tasked with creating events. So if you know any churches, youth groups, schools, private or public, any kind of professional trade associations that'd like us to speak, we can create little pop-up events, or we can have people hired, like at the Job Connect offices and other churches and large libraries. Please keep us in mind. Is there any questions?
I will. We have your card here. Is this your direct line?
That's the direct line to the Bakersfield office.
Oh, okay.
We are just staffing up our Vegas office and our North Vegas office now. And I have some cards I can give you. I put one card in there. And I have three more. Sure.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Since you only have a few, I'll take a picture and then share it.
What's the time frame that people are going to employ from?
We're hiring now. The bulk of the most, the top of the bell curve, so to speak, will be hiring for January is our big push. And we're going to be hiring about a half a million people all across the United States. So it's a very large endeavor.
And on the census, because people ask that question, so if they toss it away, I mean, it's the law that they're supposed to fill it out, but
it is the law.
What happens? Like, so then you send people, so it gets mailed, and then if they don't respond, somebody comes to their...
Yeah, so 20 years ago, I was in what's called the non-response follow-up unit. I was one of those door knockers. And we do make an attempt to knock on the door and get the information, and then we make a second attempt. There's several attempts that we try to make, and so as the gap closes, 20 years ago, I know we had 98% in my area. Did you do it 10 years ago, Gary? Because that's what we try to get, is narrow that gap, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it equals millions of dollars. So we're paying good money because we need to get good results.
Right, I just hear it's coming down the line, too, that people will be able to just on the computer to it, and that'll be one of the cards.
Yeah, this is the first time ever.
So
it makes it feel a lot more private to them if they're handing the questionnaire to someone.
So will they get a questionnaire in the mail as well as information to do it online?
Or the cards that are being mailed by the federal government, by the Census Bureau, will have all the information on it. And I think they told us last week, the week before last, in the training that I was in, the regional director, that three sets of cards, postcards, would be going out. The first one would say, heads up, April 1st is coming, the census is going to be taken, you need to do this. This year we're doing something brand new, you can go online. If you do not have access to a computer, please respond and we'll mail you the paper questionnaire. And the people that don't respond either to one of those will then get a knock on the door.
Knock on the door.
Okay. And you can also respond by phone call, so this time it's... they're kind of, going forward into the technology a little bit further. So please share that. It's really important that our community
most definitely
gets the funding.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and thanks for giving us all this information. Okay. Now we'll move on to planning and zoning. We'll move to AR194013. WS05A2-16, Stephanie 4, LLC Series 1, Waivers of Development Standards, First Application for Review, for the following: 1. Reduced street landscape width, 2. Alternative commercial driveway design, and 3. Off-site improvements, curb, gutter, sidewalk, street lights, and partial paving. In conjunction with a vehicle automotive sales facility on 0.2 acres in a C2 commercial zone, generally located on the south side of Missouri Avenue and on the east side of Stephanie Street in Whitney. We have an applicant.
Good
evening. Please step up and state your name.
Silvio Mateo, 246 Hard Water Falls Court, Henderson. Okay. I'm here with my business partner, We're right across the street, actually. It's the corner.
Okay.
When we submitted the application, what
if,
we did...
If you want, you can sit that on the chair so you don't have to... Okay, very good.
We went through the waivers based on the thinking. The lots are narrow, and we asked for the landscape to be reduced, and everything got approved. But the consultant that we hired at the time, we were not informed that a town board approved it, the planning commission approved it, and board of county commissioner added a review in 2 years. When we were under the impression that the waivers were approved, and we never realized that we had to review it again. So that time expired, and the only way we found out is some of the tenants went to get a business license. They couldn't get a business license. We went through several tenants that were trying to get their business established, and so now we went back to the county and said, what do we need to do? And they said, well, you need to resubmit the application. They had everything on file, and that's where we're at right now. We're basically wanting an extension to do the offsites, and we would like to just keep the landscape, I don't know, in the driveway, and get an extension of the offsite, the sidewalk and the street.
Okay, does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to, before I open it to the board, I have some questions and I directed it to staff. So we have a response from staff on all the questions that were submitted.
I believe so. Okay, so to start with, regarding the questions we received.
Okay,
sure,
excuse me one moment, but before we go to that, Eric, we need to open it to the public. So if anybody in the public has any questions, comments, or anything to add, seeing none, now we'll go and open it to staff. Thank you very much.
So I want to address the original conditions of approval. The trees planted along, there's a condition for trees to be planted along Stephanie Street, which shall be evergreen trees. Staff looked through our records. We found that there was a zoning compliance that was approved by staff on November 29th of 2017. That went in correlation with the building permit that was approved for the property. So where there are no trees, when I drove by tonight, we know that there are no trees. Those trees could be requested as part of this approval to be reestablished per the original plan. The trash enclosure, I did not get a chance to peek behind the building to see if it met the constructive decorative materials. This appears to be the approved zoning plan set, and I know that permit number. So it does show the plan, the trash enclosure back here. It is in a different location. Originally on the original plan, it was over here. It's been moved. It's not an issue for us. If it was constructed, I'm presuming it was constructed as shown on this drawing. And whether or not it's got the decorative materials, I can't speak to that. We'll let the applicants respond when we get down there, so that's all right. So we did have the zoning inspection. Public Works, there was a drainage study in compliance along with a traffic study, and those were approved. With the traffic study, they were not required to pay a fee. So it shows up in our computer system as approved, subject to mitigation fees required. The letter that was sent to their consultant said there were no fees. So they are 100% compliance with drainage, compliance, and traffic study.
What dates were those?
Those were approved, I think, in 2018, if I remember correctly. I'm sorry, I didn't write those
okay.
dates down. But I did look at those actual approvals this evening. Fire and emergency compliance. Parking for the site, I know when you look at the aerial photos, it shows that there have been different users on the site potentially with or without business licenses. I'll get to that in a moment. Those drive aisles do need to be maintained for any users on the site. So parking outside of the parking stalls should not be allowed. And that would be a fire and emergency situation, however, it's not in the planning purview. So if that is seen, a complaint can be brought to public response. He's already addressed the second to last, and I'm not sure I have everything. As for business licenses, let me jump back, I'm sorry. On the building permit, permit. There was a final on the building permit that was received. That final was received on April 25th, 2018. So they did receive the final building permit. Business licenses. There was, from what I can see with my access, because we are a user of the business license process, I have a little more access than a lot of our staff. What I am able to see through that access is that there was one at least applied for. I don't have access to the full thing, so I don't know how many business licenses were actually applied over this time frame, but I do have access to one that they had applied in June of 2018, and it went through the process. Planning originally approved it in June of 2018 based off of the CO on the building, all the drainage and traffic, the landscape inspection was completed. And so staff did approve in June of 2018 for a business license for sales of pre-owned vehicles, retail, and consignment. That was approved for used car sales based off of the original design review, which at that time was still been active, and the certificate of occupancy for the business, for the building permit. So at that point in time, since then, that application was withdrawn. I can't speak as to why. I don't have the access to be able to speak to that. But if a business license came in today, until this application has been resolved, we would not issue or allow any other business licenses. Staff would recommend, and I have to double check my conditions of approval, to be doing the job before. Staff would recommend, on top of the current conditions, adding that the landscape be reestablished as originally shown on the original plans and approved with the building permits, including adding another zoning compliance for the landscape inspection. So it's two parts, reestablished and ask for the landscape certificate again. So that's my presentation, and that's our recommendation with additional conditions.
Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. I have a couple of more questions. A couple of things that another thing that I asked about was code enforcement, any violations. And at one point, there were three issues with code enforcement. Do you know anything about that? What was that for? And have they been rectified?
Yeah, everything has been solved. In fact, one of them was we had a dust control permit that wasn't closed, and we completed it. And then they were using the parcel behind, which that was pretty much what triggered. We had a tenant, and he said lease, you know, they had like kind of RV storage, and then that grew into semi trucks, and he got out of control. And then so we, as of right now, I think it's been 4 or 6 months since we had those issues. We evicted pretty much everybody there because they did not comply. So now we have a tenant, and he's the one that went to the county to get the business license, and that's when we realized, oh, we didn't know that we had to reapply. And to what she said, it's true, we just walked, you know, we've been looking at the landscape, and there's some broken lines that we need to fix, some of them died, so we need to reestablish. That's fine. I mean, other than that, I mean, just to look on the positive side, I think the lighting, you know, helps. The LED, they keep it on because it doesn't use that much power. And on the trash enclosure, we did a split face cinder block, which was okay by the building department as decorative, and it's on the alley side. It's got a gate. And I don't know if you have any other questions that I can answer.
So the people that were in there during this time period, apparently they had no business licenses, because the approval in the beginning was set up for auto sales. correct?
We did have one tenant that had a business license, and then another one that came in, and they said they had one. We never checked, and I guess they were working with out of state, you know, Missouri, trying to rent, you know,
they were renting RVs.
And word of mouth, I don't know, but it's a small neighborhood. They said, oh, you know, probably the people across the street, Johnny Walker, you know, reported that. Said, you need to get your, we supply copies of all the plans that we had. I said, you're going to need, you know, to submit a site plan and a code plan. And they started the process and they just left. So that's where we're at right now. We're trying to get things cleaned up.
If I might ask, if a tenant for recreational vehicles or anything like that, they would need to apply for a new special use permit.
Correct.
For those uses.
That's what we were called at 500 right. Grand Central, where we talked at the count.
Yes.
And we were not
because
aware.
This is only for used auto sales.
Yeah, it's got an oil sign interceptor. I mean, it's set up. We're in good terms with the sanitation department, everything else. We complied, but we didn't know. We were not aware that you need a special use permit for RVs. And they started small with a couple, and regardless of the size of the operation, they were not in compliance to begin with, and we didn't know.
And then I have another question. You have an area in the back and a semi-enclosed, a patio type,
mm-hmm.
and that's auto repair there?
Yeah, that's got a...
And you have all the...
This oil sign interceptor, yeah. If you see in front of the office, you see like three manholes. Two of them are for the actual interceptor, and the other one's a sample, and that's typical for a repair garage or, you know, to do oil changes. And
to be able to do repair, you're not allowed to do repair outside the original application.
Right, that's right.
It was not for automobile repair and on this property, and it must be occur within an enclosed building. So you would need to apply for another special use permit
to
be able
repair?
To do any repair or maintenance outside, because
okay.
our code requires all of those business uses to be conducted indoors.
Okay.
So that's why when you go to sell a vehicle, you go inside the building to sign all the contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, vehicles can be stored outside. That's one of the things that we look at when we review the special use permit, such as for like the original use, if it was necessary. So if they want to do vehicle repair or maintenance,
mm-hmm.
following on depending on which definition their actual business use is, then they would need to come back for another land use. So I don't know if you have a permit.
I'm sorry, do we need for a special use permit or for?
Yeah, I'd have to double check the code
okay.
section on that, but more than likely for use to be conducted outdoors, it's either a waiver development standards or a special use permit, and it would still have to go back through the public hearing process.
Okay. I was under the impression with that C2, but I could be wrong.
But
I'd love that.
Conducting the use outdoors in the
oh,
bedroom,
outdoors, okay.
Right, because the outdoor portion is what the concern is. So if you just have a canopy that's there, I don't know, I didn't see that when I was looking at the aerial, so.
Yeah, that's what we did on the perimeter.
So,
yeah, and it's
so
a color,
yeah,
and that's where we have where you collect, you know, any oils or any chemicals that would be trapped on the side of the oil center interceptor. So that's covered, so I just don't
covered
know.
Covered, it's still conducting the use outdoors, so you'd have to come back for more land use.
For more land use?
Land use. You have to apply for, like I said, either the waiver development standards or the special use permit.
Okay.
That application.
That would be the tenant, depending on the type of.
Right.
Okay. So car sales is okay with that?
Car sales by itself is
fine.
What's allowed,
mm-hmm.
so long as it meets those specific
okay.
requirements. But all these additional uses,
okay.
we would have to look at.
So, you're currently doing auto repair there now. You're working on the vehicles.
We just lease it out, and basically on the lease we just put out, it's a C2 zoning with Clark County. You need to comply, you know, it's up to the tenant to...
So the tenant that you have there is performing auto repair at this moment on any of the vehicles that are there?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. How do we stand that has to cease, does it not, at this point? That has to cease. There's no... And there's no business. And there's no business license.
They're the ones that went. Yeah, we just exactly. We listed to them, and they said they want to get the business license, and that's when they run into the roadblock, saying, "Hey, you get some issues with the offsite." So right now, we need to. That's what we're trying to clear. Yeah.
Okay. So just to clarify, going forward, there's no business license for that tenant. Am I correct?
Yeah.
But he's doing...
They were not able to get one.
Okay.
And as of 5 o'clock tonight, when I was double checking all of these records, there was no business license active on the property.
So he cannot conduct business mm-hmm. on that site. Does he know that? And do you know that? Since he has no business license?
Yeah, as far as I know, he's storing vehicles. I don't know if he's doing any work. Well, you know, the doors are closed. You know, it's not, they're not open to the public. Every time I come in, I just got a call. If they're there,
well, okay, I'm going to stop for now and open it up to the rest of the board, and then we can go back over a couple of things. Anybody like to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
So you're the landowner.
That's right.
And so you physically own it, and then you're just leasing out to these tenants.
Correct.
Okay. So who is there now? Like, is it a tenant that... is still doing business with you, but is in the process. So how come the tenant is also not here?
No, basically what happened with the notice of violation, we evicted everybody. We have one tenant, and he's at least with a bunch of different people. Well, one of them decided to say, well, let me see if we can fix this. Let me keep my car until you clear up the offsite, you know, requirements. And then he wants to stay to get a business license. So that's what's going on.
So... somebody is still using it though to store as a storage unit then, basically.
Yeah, the parking lot, the block top, you know, they have vehicles there.
Okay. So just so you're aware, because this goes back a few years from when you first opened it up, so this was supposed to come in front of this board originally. And then, unfortunately, at the time, this board did not have a quorum, so you got passed on to the Planning Commission, but the board that was there at the time was really keeping an eye. That corner, in general, is very congested, and we felt at the time that trying to put a business right there was going to be very, very difficult and just kind of add to that extra congestion. I also see, and here's the question back to you, that under Public Works, it says that the existing driveway is not ADA compliant. It's under Public Works Development Review, and therefore it should be removed and replaced with an ADA compliant hand driveway, and you didn't mention that. You only talked about landscaping.
I did not get into that. I was looking at Public Works conditions compliance with previous conditions, which they already do. But I don't know how the driveway would not have been constructed to not.
That was existing.
It was the full offsite.
Right.
So the way I'm reading this is that that you guys never removed the existing driveway to make it ADA compliant.
No, that was part of the waivers that we applied against at the time to keep the they call it pancake or the existing driveway there.
Okay, but Public Works is saying the applicant was given 2 years to show progress on the offsite improvement for the site. Since the applicant submitted this application for review nearly 1 year after the 2 year deadline, 3 years have passed with no submittals for the full offsite improvement. Additionally, the existing driveway that was allowed to remain is not ADA compliant, therefore, it should be removed and replaced. So, is that from a planning perspective still?
Well, I can't speak to Public Works, but I don't think this is correct. The ADA part of it could be correct, but I think they were trying to say they thought the application was expired, but the original application was to. Original application waived off-site improvements, curb gutter, sidewalk, streetlights, and partial paving along Stephanie Street were required. At that time, the original land use spoke did not speak at all to anything on Missouri. So I would have to go back and double check with Public Works on that. I didn't get into the Missouri side of things. Normally they don't. And if they want that specific condition to be added, they would have added it to...
Well, it's
conditions. It says compliance with previous conditions and execute a deed. Sorry, a restrictive covenant agreement for a deed restriction. I did not check for one of those. I don't work that often. Mm-hmm. So it's a different stuff. So, so they, if they put in a deed restriction, would allow the public works in the future to go in or have them go into it. So we would just have to double check the public works special permit. Because I don't think their comment doesn't make any sense to what the situation is. Because they're talking about what they're getting at is the 3 years of passing to this little full offsite. Full offsite isn't required. The full offsite or whatever on this Stephanie side was waived.
On the Stephanie side?
On the Stephanie side. The offsites were existing on Missouri, so they weren't addressed with the original approval. The original plans did not show any changes to the offsites on Missouri. If you were keeping the offsite. So Public Works didn't address it 3 years ago. We didn't address it because they were existing. Public Works now, with new construction, if this project is coming into being, never been constructed, we're looking at a vacant lot that it originally was, Public Works would say, we need to reconstruct those driveways. But 3 years ago, they didn't do that. So things have changed in the last 3 years. And I think that's why...
That's why they're saying it now.
...to go there. But they didn't follow through with adding specific conditions to this request.
Well, they are. They're saying, therefore, it should be removed and replaced with an ADA compliant main driveway.
Right, but they didn't make any condition for it. There's not a specific condition for it.
So they're saying it in one place, but not in the other.
Exactly.
That's basically what you're saying.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that it can't be added.
Correct.
Yeah, it can come up. Okay. I'm Luis Gutierrez, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard. I'm one of the partners, his partner. When we originally submitted for this project, we had someone do this for us, submit all of the documents, the plans, and when it came out, we were under the impression that the waivers were granted. So we went on with the business, and that's the business license. Somebody established the business license, they came in. Some time after he left, and then we got these people with the mobile homes. The
motor homes.
Yeah, RVs. So they started small and then it just got out of control. So they're gone. We told them, yeah, I never liked that. I didn't like the trucks. I didn't like the, none of it. No, it wasn't meant for that. So from day one, I never liked it. Where this person is, he was kind of the person fixing their mobile trailers. So the problem is we can't leave the property vacant and abandon the thing because then the lights would be off, then it would be all vandalized. So the doors are closed, the vehicles don't come. I mean, if it's open for business, I would say no. Storing, I would say no, we're not storing, but
well,
cars on the lot right now.
It's closed, yeah. There's someone on the lot, yes, because it can't be vacant. And even they break in, I want to exaggerate, but at least twice a week. We have broken fence, even cars coming in on the Stephanie side around.
We put a nice fabric around and it's
we
all
try,
it's
yeah.
Dark.
We're trying to feed
as much as we can. Yeah,
the fabric is kind of high, but there's cars when they turn. I don't know, on a Friday night, on a Saturday night, they just don't turn, they go straight. So we're putting the fence back up. We've done it a few times. The alley, we try, they graffiti the alley, we go and paint it. And then they paint it again, and then we paint it again. So we try to upkeep the property. But as far as evicting this last person we have there and getting rid of him, we have to have somebody, I think, on site. Yes, he's not operating, like, people don't come in and buy and sell. There's no transactions going on. So that's one problem. And because we're trying to solve this, I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be a couple of months, and maybe we can write this and then go get back on track. And that's where we are. We're trying to get, hopefully by January, mid-January, everything will go back to normal, and put that place to where it should have been, is car sales. A few cars, not too many. We know the traffic is extreme. The traffic is very extreme. But I think there's a little potential for that, for a small auto sale. I don't see any other type of business. I mean, it was, when we picked it up, it was bad.
Do you own the parcel then that's next to it?
We do all the
back end?
Because that's where like that's where the trucks were parked.
That's the one we got rid of, yes.
Okay.
All of it. So it's nice and clean during the day.
But there's no development plans at this time for that.
Because that would require.
No, there's no. We might
store
blacktop on the following, so we comply with. We'd like to do the whole, it's a whole acre, but it's four parcels. Quarter acre each. So the corner is quarter acre, so we're trying to, since we closed the dust control, I think more than half an acre you're required to do it. And we were developing only a quarter, but they said, hey, you might disturb the rest. So we went ahead and pulled a dust control permit for everything, and it was kind of an ordeal to close it. But talking to the inspector, they helped us, hey, when you get a chance, if you do blacktop on the following lot. And I said, okay, and that's what we're aiming at doing right now. And then hopefully with the offsites coming along in the future.
And is there a fence then, or you called it an alleyway? Like, what separates the developed lot, the existing cart, with this other lot that randomly got used?
Fence.
Just a
right
chain.
Now there's a fence and a chain, yes. And the whole property is fenced. It wasn't before. And it's pretty stable as far as dust control guidelines, because there's no weeds, nothing growing. It's all well compacted, and it's clear, since we had to satisfy that notice of violation with all the vehicle. We don't want to run into that again and again. We're trying to just reestablish so where the tenants can get a business license and move on. We're trying to improve the property. We're in the process of start paving the one next to the quarter acre following.
And the inspector said,
but you have to,
yeah,
you have
to
get.
The inspector said that if we want to use it as a parking lot, the notice of violation inspector, the code enforcement inspector, said that we need to apply for a
land use.
Yeah, either a special use, what exactly.
So you're going to see that.
But it's just a kind of a good faith say, look, we're doing better for the neighborhood. We're trying, I mean, we don't have the deep pockets to develop everything at once because the lots are narrow. And it requires 400 feet of offsite, which doesn't add up when you have a small lot to do, and that has to do with the 15 feet of landscape being reduced to 6. And
but you never even put landscape on Stephanie.
Oh, there is. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's all approved.
Oh, yes.
Which with it? I can show you the original.
And there's still African sumacs are surviving. The other bushes are dead, and that's what we need to do.
This we can have.
Why
people.
Can't I see that?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Because that corner is so congested.
I see it from here.
This is the original landscape plan. So on Stephanie, they put the landscaping here and here. So
I've got a landscape plan, I think.
Is it on the inside of the fencing?
Should match to that.
It's
outside of the white fence?
Yeah, that's part of the property line, 6 feet outside the white fence. And we have it on the,
So did they just die out? Like you didn't have any irrigation system, or are they?
The trees are okay. The bushes are the ones that are.
It always seems like
we might have to put an extra tree or so, a couple of trees here and there, but most of the trees are well, and it's just the bushes that are. I thought we had a hill.
It's very minimal then. Well, I go by in the day, too.
Thank you guys.
Thank
said that a traffic study was done?
Yes.
Is there a way to sum up, like, what did the traffic study say?
Yes, it meets whatever those standards required, and they moved that and checked it off.
We checked it off.
Wow. Okay.
And their traffic mitigation.
Huh?
That's not there.
Which means no, there's not enough traffic generated to each KMD any funds towards the signalization.
Okay, that's so hard to believe.
The engineers took another.
Yeah. Back up.
Yeah, I mean, the intersection is.
When did they do the study?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Let's see.
I couldn't come down Missouri to get
The traffic study was originally submitted in January of 2017, so I presume 2017 it was approved. I don't remember the date. That's
3 years ago.
Did you have anything, Fred? Do you have any questions?
So you're leaving a tenant in there?
We have a person in there that's a remnant of all the tenants that we had, and he's the only one willing to wait for this process to be done and go and submit a business license.
So he's going to be a potential.
Yes.
But is he on here or on the sales?
No.
He's sales. So there'd be no auto repair.
If he does auto repair, he'll have to, use permit to the different application. Yeah.
So he's
but he was stopped. You know, he was stolen and told us, and that's what when we realized that we were not in compliance. He wanted to submit for that business license. As of right now, anybody that goes with that address would not be able to get a business license, regardless of if it's a special use permit for repair or a car sale. You cannot get a business license right now because we're not in compliance. So.
Right, but they at least submit their paperwork to business license. That way it gets routed through the process. We can see it then. Mm-hmm. Not even that is as a margin.
No, I know. From what we were told, they went and whatever paperwork they gathered from the business license. Normally, you need to set up an appointment. It's not like they'll take you over the counter. And so they went back and they never initiated anything because they were told that this needs to be solved.
And just to be clear, the way I interpreted what you were saying about the auto repair is that it needs to be inside, not just like, because right now it's just like a canopy, like a temporary thing. So a physical second building would have to be built for repairs.
Or a land use application that would request not to be that used to be conducted inside, it would be conducted outdoors. Off the top of my head, over the years, I have seen a couple of those with auto repair in conjunction. I think there's one not too far from here, Holder Highway, that was in the back burn. That application recently expired when I was doing business license earlier this year. So it has been done. They're few and far between.
Okay, so just so your tenant is very clear on that.
Yeah, that will be up to them depending on the type of operation. Right. We're basically offering the property as it is with the all sun interceptor and any special use permit or whatever that's related to get to that business license, we'll cooperate with what we can as far as plans and
but
advice.
I think by having that oil receptor on the property
doesn't mean
gives them the idea that they have permission to go ahead and
but
do
it. But it makes it easier now if they enclose or they apply for the right. I mean, it's a major expense to retrofit oil. It's already in place and we got it all permitted, so I think that helps. But yeah, we need to inform our tenant that there's more to it than just having the oil sun interceptor.
And who's applying for the land use?
Property owner. The application.
So you have to ensure if he's going to be doing, if he wants to continue that, that has to be a joint venture between the two of you. You have to apply for that land use for him to use that as a.
When you say land use, and
this is not a land use application, I'm putting it all together in a block. Anything that requires an application to be heard through public hearing or an administrative process through our office for the type of use you want to put on that property.
So being C2, the zoning, there's different uses that you can do under C2.
Correct.
And then we just, okay. So it's not a zone change. When you say the land use, it's just a special use that might require, okay.
Because
they're going to ask, and then I just want to make sure I give them the right information.
So that's
the zoning is fine, but it's just a process to get the particular use that they want to do.
And of course, we always catch that, because I don't have a crystal flexible, and I'm today as to what's going to happen through that process. So not to start doing that use until that's approved.
That's great.
When they apply for a business license to do auto sales, if this moves forward, yes.
Okay.
But that doesn't allow them to go out and start doing auto repair or maintenance on those vehicles at that same place, because none of that can be done indoors. There is no indoor garage space that they can do any of that repair maintenance. They have to take it off-site, repair maintenance.
So we would need to do a permit to enclose an area there and then...
Right, you'll have to come back before this board and do the process.
So the tenant's just waiting until all the permits...
Pretty much, as we...
So he's, they're still paying rent and they're just...
No, so right now, we're and it's small, the property, and that's what we're trying to maybe pay the following lot and say, well, if you're going to use it, you're going to have to apply for parking or whatever the county requires.
So he's like security? He's like, he's there to watch?
Yeah, because we had so many, I can show you the police report, you know, we kind of tired of calling them on the homeless people, the traffic closure, it's a house for them. And how often, you know, it's disgusting, you know, the way, what they do is right behind 7-Eleven, so.
We live here. We know.
You know, if you go right now, it's fairly clean. I mean, we don't come here often, I mean, every twice a week, so it's like, okay, we have an issue here.
But thinking about taking the shade down, believe it or not, so it's open again the way it was, because they're thinking, what is behind that? So it creates...
We put the fabric, you know,
right.
And then it's all
so
tore up.
It or break it.
Probably want to see what they can steal.
So
most of it is empty now. But
as soon as this Saturday, maybe we'll be taking it down.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do on the remaining vacant. We're just going to remain vacant fence, but we're going to remove the fabric. So that way people, they're not curious to see what's there. There's nothing. But that's... part of the little solution that we're thinking of
improving, but I think we have to go back a little bit.
Have you considered changing the type of fence that you have to something to deter people from getting up and over it?
We're just going to let them see through the way they see. There's nothing. We didn't have a fence before. People were parking their motorhomes before and even there, and that was another issue. It's like, no matter what you do, you start encountering, it's like a video game, the next level.
Semi-trailers,
yeah,
online
like,
okay,
yes. Now it's like, and you show up one day and you see all the, somebody crash, you know, normally on a Sunday morning, and or people parking from the bar when there's a Raiders game, and I'm not going to start saying, hey, you're parking on my property, you know, I'm like, you know. There's different issues that can be.
Sure.
But,
can I move it down this way?
We talked to the guy that's right next to the 7-Eleven, and he clearly, I think he got a notice of violation as well. He's fenced. It's nice and clean.
Yeah, I saw that.
Down the road, or maybe near future, if we can approve this, is getting a civil engineer and maybe submitting to the public works and bringing in a nice big approach off of Stephanie so they can come in.
On the second lot that we're going to pay now, we're thinking, you know, depending on how this goes, we want to put a driveway. Not only to comply with everything else that needs to be done, but just, it's not practical to, first of all, it's small right now. We realize that we're having a hard time getting a tenant there, and we got a lawn, and, you know, there's pressure there. So we figure out, let's dump some more money and get another access on Stephanie, and that's going to solve, I think, for the business point of view, because if you have a business and you have 10 cars lined up like normally,
you can't get in and out.
It's great for a small pot, you know, but who's going to, you get frustrated, you go somewhere else. And so we're hearing what people, when they've been there, you know, what the location, you know, does, and so.
Do you have anything, Chris?
Anything.
Anything else?
Mobilization, one more thing. To construct the offsite on the Stephanie site as small, I mean, we were standing there and it's probably 30 feet we need of offsite improvement, which is not much at all.
Well, it's 80, it's 100 feet, but you get the radius that's already done. The sidewalk coming.
Small to bring heavy equipment from offsite, like kind of like that. So mobilizing
The traffic control, everything is the same whether you do 80 feet or you do 180.
Oh, sure.
We're looking at the numbers and saying, well, if we want to do this right, we're not able to do it tomorrow. Just do half acre outside, and that's going to really help the tenant, the flow, and because right now, you know, a company will charge you mobilization and the traffic control, and it's an arm and a leg just to do what we need to do, hopefully in the next 2 years, but we don't want to just do that. We're want to just do the half acre, you know, 180 to 100 feet on Stephanie, and that would, you know, we own 400 feet, but so right now, we were able just to get that corner going, and I think that's positive.
So what's the thing, the civil engineer charges the same to do 80 or 180?
Before we developed it, there was a payphone, there was a...
It was a small apartment. There was like four little apartments in there. I know.
And,
I know what it was.
It was nothing but trouble.
No, it was little tiny apartments.
We still have problems now, but I think we're making progress, if you will. I mean, right now it's dry. That kind of deters some people. And
okay.
Yeah, we're trying to bring it up and not down.
Yes. I think we've kind of discussed this, so... So, anybody want to make a motion? I'll make one, but I'll need some help with all of our added things here. First of all, staff is recommending a denial on this. I just have a lot of problems myself because of the time frame. And I just don't know, after 2 years, going on 3 years, and I know you had a guy that didn't tell you what you had to do. I understand that, but...
I would not drop money if this thing's not ready to go.
But,
go back to him.
But, yeah. But you're the owners of the property, and the responsibility is you as the owner. You should have had everything in hand. You know, that's what I would do. But we're not all the same. But I'd like to see you clean up the property and get it going and get a business there and do whatever you can do. It's a hellacious corner. That's all I'm going to say. It's just a problem corner. I'm going to reach the staff for this. Because staff is recommending denial based on the fact that they were 2 years out, 3 years out, doing nothing on the property.
We built the property.
I think that Public Works took the lead on the recommendation. I don't think that the current planning staff really added anything to it, and they were following Public Works. I think that's not helpful.
It's not very helpful. The original waivers were granted back in 2000. As they're coming across today, these same waivers were granted back in 2018. 16? Is that far ago? Wow. Yes, it is, November 16th.
And I think that since the site is constructed, that the improved condition, we'll give it a year, see what it can do under review, then come back before everyone with the 1 year to review the waivers, including the off-site improvements, and compliance with the conditions. That gives them time to meet the Public Works executing the restrictive covenant agreement, which is a deed restriction. We need to make sure that the fencing that is along the back of the curb sidewalk through there is outside of the site visibility zone. Until I drove up here today, I didn't know that fencing was there, so I didn't look to see if there was a permit for the fencing. So I think that's why Public Works added the condition that structures or landscaping over 24 inches in height within the potential site visibility zone. We need to make sure that that is maintained. All of that can be addressed in a year. That would also give any tenants an opportunity to get a business license so that we have that. And if there are issues in here, it could be addressed again then from landscaping.
Okay, can I add something?
Most certainly.
I'm wondering if that traffic study should be re-looked at again.
We won't add a traffic study.
They won't
no,
add it.
If they did it. Mm-hmm.
They won't add it.
If I didn't explain it clear enough earlier, the size of the property, depending upon the potential traffic trips to the site, determine the need for a traffic study. The site for the use for an automobile sales is what the traffic study addressed. So if they were to change the use of the property or expand the use into further properties, would be mitigating circumstances to add a new look at an additional activity traffic study.
Right.
But where this use at this site, it was already determined based off of the standards, ITP, et cetera, that it wasn't necessary.
And I have just one more question on the site plan too. I'm concerned about the number of vehicles that are going to be on display. I know that's not really on here, but I mean, the site is so small.
I want to look at their parking calculation.
Well, it says three parking spaces are provided.
Not including
the 12 vehicles. So that would tell me that stays in place, that no more than 12 vehicles. Okay, I just want to make sure that's. So you're allowed to display only 12 vehicles and then have three, whether it be employee or customer parking spots. So there should be no more than 15 vehicles on that site at any given time.
There's a double handicap as well.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, but the key is to the number of vehicles for sale cannot exceed 12. Well, since up to me. I will make a motion for approval according to all the if approved conditions. And is there a possibility to have a review? I'm going to go back to you and I just thought of something earlier, a status review. They have a year to review the waivers. Is there some way we could do a status review sooner than a year?
The only process we have is a similar application to what you have before you tonight. And depending upon that time frame, it may not be enough time for them
to do the offsite
business license.
Okay, I forgot the license.
Et cetera.
Okay. So my motion will be for approval based on the current planning, if approved, stipulations, and as Public Works says, compliance with all the previous conditions that were on the original approval that was done 3 years ago.
And would that add the reestablishing landscaping?
Yes, reestablishing the landscaping.
And the business license shall not be issued without final zoning inspection.
Right. So I'll repeat that, reestablish the landscaping, and that the business license shall not be issued without the compliance, zoning compliance, the final zoning compliance.
They will come back out to look.
They'll come back out to look at everything.
They got to come and check that we did that work on the landscape.
Correct.
So that's my motion, and I don't think I forgot anything else unless you want to add something to it.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah.
I'm looking to make sure everybody, you know, understands what we said and everything.
Yes.
Is there any kind of mechanism at that 1 year that they can come back and just do an update or review?
It would be the same process they went through here. So they file for the land use application for the application for review. It comes back to the town board and it goes back to the board.
So no.
Unless you want to make it an administrative process, but then it skips you guys altogether.
Yeah.
So the 1 year, it'll take us, if we start tomorrow, if we hire
you got it?
Okay. Tomorrow, it'll take us 3 months to maybe have an offsite, maybe 3 or 4 months to actually have an offsite permit.
do we need to have something submitted, or do we need to have a permit on hand in a year from now?
There's no permit required
for
off-sites, because right now the conditions that we have before us for Public Works are compliance with the previous conditions, which we talked about earlier, which I addressed earlier, which were the drainage study and compliance and the traffic study compliance. Those conditions have already been met. There was nothing about installation of off-sites. Execute a restrictive covenant agreement, which is also known as a deed restriction. You'll go work with Public Works staff. As far as I know, and if I am wrong in this, I greatly apologize now, but I am not a Public Works staff member. My understanding, a deed restriction does not require, or sorry, a restrictive covenant does not require more plans for actual installation of off-sites. If I'm wrong in that, I'm going to apologize to everyone now, but I do not believe that that requires any off-site plans. Then it also says that applicant is advised that any structures, what they're getting at is that the fencing, you're going to have to show that fencing, because sometimes it's required to have a permit, sometimes it's not. So, but you have to prove to Public Works and to staff that that fencing location is outside of the required site visibility zone for the driveway entrance on Missouri and the site visibility zone for the intersection of Missouri and Stephanie. And that's what they're getting at.
And then just a reminder, we are just the town board. This will This will go up to the planning commission.
No, it goes to the BCC.
To the BCC, and they can put their own...
They'll put some other restrictions.
I think that's what happened in the past, and we were not aware of it. That's what we're hearing now.
Okay, just a reminder that it's a two-step, like, don't walk out of here and go spend a whole bunch of money until you get the
final. Okay, but we haven't finalized our motion, so are we good?
Yes.
Everybody understands the motion?
Thank you.
Could it be...
Restated. And you're going to add the end of it. I have a motion that I'm making right now for approval with all the current planning, if approved status, Public Works development items that are listed, as well as to reestablish the landscaping, and that a business license cannot be issued unless you have the zoning compliance certificate issued. Did I leave anything out? That is my motion.
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
And I just, well, I probably can't say that, but just be real careful of your tenants and make sure that they stay in compliance.
Yeah.
You know, especially like this repair that cannot be going on until
that's
that land use is
changed. We're looking into expanding, hearing
what they
need, and we figure it's not going to work. It's like doing a fit so many people in one bedroom. So that's what we're trying to make it easier on everybody else. So thank you.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Love to see a change up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Who's Sylvia?
I'm Sylvia.
Do you have a business card?
Yeah.
Do
you have a business card?
I know I have.
Blanca has.
So you're gonna have to give me a call on Monday.
Okay.
And then that Monday morning.
That was a marathon. I didn't even know this poor guy got canceled in the middle.
Just a terribly congested intersection. Put any kind of a business, you know.
But since the, I mean. Unless it's, someone's going to buy it and turn it into a park, it'll be alternative.
Okay, that concludes our planning and zoning. We're going to move on to general business. Any business to be discussed? And now we have comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, clearly state your name, address, and spell your name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of the presentation, it will be done by the chair of the board by majority vote.
Hi, Doug Rankin, 1055 Whitney Ranch Road. That's R-A-N-K-I-N. I just wanted to update you on the item that was stricken due to a miscommunication. I apologize for not attending the board meeting. There was a miscommunication with staff. But I did want to let you know we completed the project, which were the street repairs there on Steptoe and McGill. That subdivision that was abandoned 10 years ago, they did a partial street. We have rehabbed the streets. We have our final inspection and have turned them over to the county. So that project has complete. I know that condition oriented originated with this board,
right.
But I did want to come and tell you that it was completed. And had we known about the town board, I would have surely been here. I would not disrespect the board at all.
We know that.
Yeah. Now you've had to pay the price by waiting now.
Well, my client paid the price.
That's
for that. Yeah. But I did bring photographs. We slurry sealed the street, even though we weren't required to. We swept the streets, and now the homes that were originally built are now receiving. Well, I can't guarantee they're receiving services from the county.
Well, once in a while, the county comes around with their sweeper.
The county now has to go out and do their part.
And I'm sure those residents are very happy.
The streets, when I went out there, they obviously hadn't been swept in 10 years because there was debris in the gutters.
Oh, my goodness.
Like this.
Cleanup area.
Well,
we did that first. As soon as we went out there, we
cleaned it up.
Cleaned them up, yeah.
Well, we thank
you. I'm sure they appreciate it.
I'm sure they do, too.
Yeah.
We thank you so much.
Well, Blanca can address that. Hopefully you guys heard anything from the neighborhood now.
No.
So,
but we thank
that's
you.
All I have, and I appreciate your time.
And we thank you for coming in. Thank you for having the patience to wait.
And your patience. That was a marathon item for us.
Yes, usually your items are all shorter.
And we usually are like that, right?
I know. Usually I'm here and I'm out at 6:15.
That's right. Thank you again. The next meeting will be held on January 2nd, 2020. My goodness.
I will be up in Reno, so I will not be here.
Okay. Everybody hear that?
Yeah.
All right. This meeting is now adjourned.